Okay, so welcome along to Bible class.
欢迎大家回到我们的圣经研读课程。
As always, before we start class, we need to apply the rebound procedure in order that we can be in fellowship with God.
就像所有的课程一样，我们每一次课程的时候，我们都要练习我们的反弹，让我们在反弹中向神认罪。让我们所有的罪得以洗刷，然后让圣灵让我们充满。
Okay, so let's do that now.
好，我们开始。
Father, so we give thanks to you that we have this time now this morning to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们现在有这个时间来研读你的话语。
We pray that under the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit, these things that we're learning, they will become a part of our spiritual lives.
感谢圣灵的事工，让我们可以在这样子的情况下好好研习，并且能够运用神所教导的话语在我们的生命中。
In order that we can grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
而在这样子的学习中，我们可以成长，让我们能够施法耶稣基督。
And so we pray these things in His name.
我们的祷告是奉着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now today we're going to move on through the study of the covenants.
好，我们要今天要继续来谈的是圣经的约定。
I'll give you an example of the covenants that God gave to Noah first, and then we'll move on to Abraham.
我们要先从神给诺亚的约定，然后我们再会去谈的是神跟亚伯拉罕的约定。
For those of us that were studying last year, when I was in Taiwan, you'll be familiar with the events of Genesis chapter 6, with the big flood and the reason for the flood.
如果去年有跟我们一起在上课的同学都会很清楚在创世纪第六章里面所发生的事件尤其是这个大洪水的状态。
And then after they came out of that event, Noah and his family, they survived. They were the only eight people left on the world. And then God confirmed his covenants with mankind through Noah.
好。在这个大洪水之后呢，整个世界都被淹没，只剩下八个人的存活，就是这八个人诺亚的一家人呢，就是神跟诺亚定下了约定。
It was a big, we call like a reset. Everything on the earth had to be reset because there'd been so much evil with all the Nephilim, you know, the angel, we call it angelic infiltration and the Nephilim. So much evil.That mankind had almost come to its end.
因为在这 reset 之前呢，世界是充满了罪恶，充满了邪恶。那当时有太多的那些拿佛林啊，半人半天使的这些人类。
Well, the reason for the flood was that, of course, the Savior needed to come, and the Savior hadn't come yet.There was almost no people left.
而我们要回头先想想哈，为什么神会需要让这样的大洪水淹没世界呢？所以在洪水之前，要看清楚的是，在那个世界的当下，神曾经跟亚当夏娃立约，将会有人类的拯救者会出现。但是在洪水之前，整个地球就是被这些堕落天使将人类的血脉毁坏了的话，是不可能，如果再这样继续下去，就不可能有纯种的人类是可以诞生，而是成为人类的救星、救主了。
It gives us another perfect example of God's perfect timing.
而这正好，这样的一个事例呢，就可以让我们看到，神总是有一个很完美的一个时间点。
If God had waited even just maybe another few months or another year, possibly the angels might have come, maybe they'd, you know, would have wiped out Noah and his family completely. Well, yeah, at some stage after that, there'd be no humans left at all, and God still hadn't provided a savior.
就是如果呢，神呢没有在当下那个时间点，让这个把这些拿弗林采，很可能再过半年一年，神如果才出手的话，连诺亚家的血脉说不定都已经被污染，那这样的话就来不及可以为人类留下我们的救世主。
Yeah. And after Noah and his family come off the ark, there's no people on the earth except you have these eight believers. So we're starting off a new civilization. It's like a new environment. The environment's been changed again. And we start off a new, we call a new civilization, a new group of people on the world, and they're all believers.
好，当回到诺亚的时代哈，当这个他们一家八口啊，从诺亚方舟里面最后出来，就是大洪水结束了，他们出来的那一个时候呢，世界已经没有其他人类，只剩下这八个，所以这八个完全纯种的人类呢，没有被血脉没有被污染的人类呢，他们就进入了一个全新的一个环境，因为是整个洪水退去。啊，世界重新开始，环境是全新的，也让他们这八个人能够开始了繁衍，变成了一个新的人类的文明。
Yeah. And you see the same thing happening when Jesus Christ returns, is that yeah, he's going to wipe out all of the unbelievers. There's going to be a baptism of fire after all of the unbelievers are gathered in the world. And then he starts off the new civilization, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, so the new kingdom. And it just begins with all believers.
而在耶稣再回来的时候呢，他也是这个状态的，就是整个7年的大灾难哈，是会把全球毁坏的蛮严重的。但是呢，耶稣的再来，他要重新的为整个人类建立一个千禧年的1000年的新文明，而这个新文明呢，是全都是基督徒。
Now, when Noah and his family came off the ark, Genesis 9:9, God says to Noah, he says, "Behold, even I will establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you."
好，我们来看创世纪9:9，看呐、啊，我甚至与你们和你的后裔立约。
God is saying to Noah, I will establish. And the word there is cum. It's a Hebrew verb cum.
那在这边呢，就是以英文来讲哈，就是神要跟诺亚立约，这是神跟诺亚所说的。这个立约，它用的是一个立字的这个英文呢、哦，是 establish。那它在希伯来文叫 cum，就是 QUM。这个单字呢，就好像是说确认啊，要立的那个动词。
And so he says, I'll establish my covenant. Now we had a look at the word covenant already, which is berit. It basically means like a promise. He's made promises to Noah's ancestors, which is Adam and Eve.
神呢跟诺亚说：“我要跟你以及你的后裔立约。”他其实是跟他的祖先亚当夏娃也就立过约的。
So really, when we have a look at the sentence, the word cum here, and they usually translate as establish, which is a genuine meaning for the word, but the verb itself can also mean confirm. It's in the hip-fill voice, it's a causative action, and it's an active voice. So God is saying, I will do this. And some Bibles translate it as establish, and some Bibles translate it as confirm.
这个字呢，就 cum 这个字啊，希伯来文的这个字啊，有些圣经把它翻译成建立 establish，那有些呢是把它翻译成 confirm，就是确认。
The two differences are the two meanings are quite different. You know, one is to begin, like you start off with a covenant or a promise just from that point. But the other one means that you're confirming a covenant that you made previously.
所以呢，这两个翻译其实很不一样啊，因为一个是建立一个约，一个新的应许。 那代表的是过去没有，现在才见。那如果是把它翻成确立 confirm 这个字的话呢，就变代表是以前有，只是现在再把它确认一次。
And in the context of everything that we've seen happening, it looks like confirm is the best translation and the best interpretation.
但是呢，从 过去到现在发生的那些事情看起来，哦，把它翻译成 confirm 就是确认、确立，哦，再度确立，比较合理。
And when you read through it, you see God is protecting his people. He's protecting the line. He's protecting humans from the angelic infiltration.
因为呢，从整个事件看起来呢，神他是最重要的是要确保人类的血脉，啊，不受到天使渗透的这个摧毁。
And so in Genesis 9, he says, I will confirm my covenant or my promises with you and with your seed after you.
所以呢，从这边我们要，就从现在开始，我们会把这一句的这个立约，把它当作是重新确认这个合约的这种应许的这种说法。来说呢，就是说神跟诺亚说，我将确认我跟你以及对你的子孙的这个应许。
Yeah, and the word seed, which in the Hebrew is zerah, is a term that can mean your children or grandchildren, but it can also go down if you go for 100 generations or 1,000 generations. Yeah, these people are your seed.
所以这边有一个 S-E-E-D, seed, 啊，就是种子这个字呢，其实就是在讲的是后裔，就是不管是百代千代的后的孩子，你的子孙。
Yeah, and this is the same word that we had in Genesis chapter 3. When you go back to when God is promising to Adam and Eve about that they're going to have an offspring.
这个字的意思也是在创世纪第三章就用到的，就是当神对亚当夏娃说你们将会有子子孙孙这也是用这个后裔，因为你的后裔也是用 S-E-E-D。
Yeah, and then in Genesis 3:15, you see that he actually uses the word seed, it's the same word zerah, to talk about the seed of the woman there. That's talking about Jesus Christ.
在创世纪三章十五节里面呢，甚至也是用这个 seed, 这个后裔种子呢，来跟夏娃说你的后裔将会这个打蛇的头，那这个用的这个字所讲的就是耶稣基督。
Okay, so this is the verse, Genesis 3:15. He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. And it makes it that capital S because the translators know that we're talking about Jesus Christ.
三章十五节说，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。你的后裔的那个英文他写说，你的第一次写是说 between your seed and her seed， 那个 your seed 的这个 S-E-E-D 是小写，就是代表的是他所有的后裔。然后还有 her， 然后第二次在写 her seed 的时候，他用 S-E-E-D 的 S 大写，所以他其实讲的这第二次讲的女人的后裔，指的特别是在讲的是耶稣基督，他会把 S 用大写。
Just while we're on this verse, actually, you also need to understand that this is God talking to Satan.
他说，我们要先清楚哈，这一段话呢，是神在跟撒旦讲话。
And he says to Satan, I will put enmity, which means like conflict or hatred, between you and the woman. Because of God's plan, this is God putting the hatred between Satan and the woman. So automatically, because the woman is part of God's plan now, and so Satan automatically hates that woman. He hates the woman. Obviously, he's going to hate all of the offspring from the woman.
而这一段呢，因为神呢告诉了撒旦说，这个女人的后裔将会跟他为敌，所以从那一刻起，撒旦呢就跟女人为敌了。撒旦就在恨女人了。
And then it says, and the hatred will be between your seed and her seed. Now, your seed here referring to the children of Satan.
所以呢，这边呢， 这个这一句第一句话就说你们要彼此为敌啊，就彼此有恨的啊。而你的后裔，这个前面的后裔讲的是撒旦的后裔，而女人和女人的后裔是指的耶稣基督。
Some people might say, what does that mean? Does that mean that Satan is also having children?
这一句话就是撒旦的后裔，这一句话出现在圣经这里的时候，让很多人在怀疑说，哈，撒旦他也有小孩吗？
Well, he's not actually having his own children, but even Jesus talks about the religious people when he was talking to the Pharisees, for example, and he said, you are the children of Satan.
但是其实这边所讲的撒旦的后裔哦，讲的并不是说他有小孩，而是说那些会跟随撒旦的人。就像耶稣曾经会骂那些非常非常宗教性的人，也会是骂他们说你们根本就是撒旦的后裔。
Now, really, in God's plan, you're either on God's side or you're not. You believe in Jesus Christ and you're a child of God or you're not.
所以呢，基本上你如果不是神的孩子，耶稣基督的信仰者的话，你就很可能就应该要被算是撒旦的跟随者，撒旦的后裔。
Yeah, Galatians 3:26 says that we're all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
加拉太书3:26。
It says that we're all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
他说我们因着相信耶稣基督，我们都成为神的儿子。
Yeah, and actually in the Greek, it just says weos. So this is the word weos here. You can see the Bible there now.
Yes.
Yeah, and the word weos means sons, but of course even the woman becomes sons as well, but they translate it directly in English as all sons of God.
在这边翻译成我们都是神的儿子，好，但是其实儿子它是一个广泛的说法，男生女生都可以是神的儿子。
But it's telling us very clearly that if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're not a son of God.
但是这很清楚的是说呢，就是如果我们不相信耶稣基督的话，我们就不是神的儿子。
And so what that means is that if you're not believing in Christ and you're not a child of God, then it's very easy to become a child of Satan.
而如果我们不相信耶稣基督而不能成为神的儿子的话，很容易我们就会变成是撒旦的儿子。
And these people become the seeds of Satan.
而我们不是耶稣基督的孩子，就可能变成撒旦的孩子。
And really, so a child of Satan is anybody that has been, we say, like sucking in. They have accepted the lies of Satan, especially if they're very antagonistic, if they're against God's plan. Then these people are real agents for Satan.
因为呢，当我们不相信耶稣基督，不跟随耶稣基督的话，我们就会接受，就更容易接受了撒旦的谎言。甚至会变得非常的暴力，而这样的人类都是等于是反抗神的教导、神的旨意的，那我们就成为了撒旦的子孙。
And when you think about it, you know, most unbelievers, they're against God's plan in some way or another. So you could say that everybody that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ are children of Satan. If they're slightly religious or they're slightly against Christianity, and most unbelievers they are, because otherwise they'd be Christians. So you can almost say that most people are children of Satan, according to these verses.
根据这样子圣经的这种说法，我们可以想回想哈，就是在世界上很多的人，他基本上是反对或者是抗拒神的计划的，所以他们做的不管是大的抗拒或者小的抗拒神的计划或神的教导的，那这样的人他们就比较更倾向于是被列为这个撒旦的子孙。
Yeah, now you have a lot of unbelievers and they say, no, that's, yeah, I'm not a child of Satan. I accept Christianity and I accept all religions.
你可能会听到有一些人讲说，我是相信基督信仰的，我也相信所有其他的信仰。
But I would think that, you know, when they get to the great white throne judgment at the end of the times and they're judged by God to go into the lake of fire, then they would have a lot of hatred towards God.
而这些人呢，他们这种想法跟说法 在他们的心中。但是我们可以想象，到了最后要面对耶稣的白色大宝座的审判的时候，这些人最终呢是会被送去火湖的，在他们一定是会非常非常的愤恨，说：“哎，为什么他们要去火湖？”
Yeah, and the fact is, though, that they've rejected God, they've rejected the truth of the gospel and Jesus Christ throughout all of their lives. And they might have said, well, I can accept it, but they never believed it. And that's because they've rejected God.
而因为这些人，他整个一生呢，他其实呢，都等于是拒绝了神的教导、神的真理，而他们却不清楚说，这已经是完全是不能称之为接受了神的信仰，他们却不了解自己其实犯了这个很大的错。
Okay, but we see from that verse in Genesis 3:15 that the word seed is used for Jesus Christ, and it's also used for the children of Noah. So anybody that descends from Noah, including us, see, we are the seed of Noah.
所以呢，根据刚才我所提到的这个种后裔后嗣的这个字 seed SEED 种子哈，所以我们就可以理解我们都是诺亚的子孙。
Okay, and yeah, this is a covenant or it's a promise that does apply to us because, again, we are children of, or we say we're the seed of Noah, and also that we have accepted Jesus Christ, who was the seed of Adam and Eve. We've accepted him as our savior. So this applies to us.
而从这边呢，我们也看得出来了，就是这个，神与诺亚立的约也一样是会应用在我们身上，因为我们都是诺亚的子孙，我们也都是亚当夏娃的子孙。而如果我们是相信耶稣基督的，我们就等于跟神都有这样的约定。
Now, in verse 9 and 10, you have an interesting statement which says that the covenant, it's going to apply to the every living creature that's with you, and it goes on, the animals, the birds, the cattle, and every animal of the earth.
我们再看看创世纪9章10节这一段话也非常非常重要。他说：“并与你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡是从方舟里出来的活物，也一样都有立了这个约。就神立的约，不只是跟诺亚一家人，还跟那些从方舟里出来的这些活物都一起有了约。”
And it's interesting that God is making this promise with the animals, but you have to remember that animals are a very important part of God's plan.
这是有趣的是说，神呢也跟这些动物们有立约，但不要忘记，其实这些动物绝对是在神的计划里很重要的角色。
God has a plan for the animals. That's obviously why they were part of human history.
神对这些动物是有一个计划的，而这也就造成了这些动物都在我们人类的历史上是有它的角色的。
For example, we require animals to eat for our protein. We need animals for food.
那这个计划呢？神的对动物的计划呢，当然包含了这些动物是我们人类的食物，来提供我们人类需要的蛋白质。
Now, some people might argue against that, and they say, well, actually, I'm a vegan, and I don't need any animal products at all.
当然，有些人可能会对这个说法是非常不接受的，因为他现在很多人流行开始走这个所谓素食主义。
Yeah, but if you've ever met vegans, and I actually tried being one at one time, and it can make people very miserable and very arrogant and even very unhealthy.
那 Tim 他说他自己曾经尝试过当素食主义者，但是他的看法是，如果我们做素食的主义者，很容易让我们就变成是非常的傲慢、骄傲，甚至不健康的状态。
God gave us the animals to eat. He's very clear about that in scripture. And when you look at most vegans, a lot of them are actually, we say they're atheists, or even they get into earth worship. They become more heathen in their practices.
我们在圣经里面可以看到呢，神从开始就教导我们要吃这些动物，好为我们的食物。那变成了素食者呢，他 常常就是开始的敬拜的不再是神，而是这个大自然，啊，然后就已经开始进入了另外一种不属神的一个状态。
Yeah, there's some religions which actually make the veganism part of their religion.
而很多的有一些宗教呢，他就把这个素食主义当作是他们这个宗教里的一环。
And then you have other people, especially in the West, you have a lot of young people and they like to practice yoga and meditation, and then they get into veganism as well. But you know, they say, well, I'm not religious and I don't believe in any religion.
那现在有很多年轻人呢，流行这个做瑜伽、打静坐，然后呢吃素。那他们却说呢，我不是宗教性的吃素。这些我的所有的行动都非宗教性的，他们以为这是非宗教性的。
And that's sort of the attitude that I was practicing before I became a Christian. I sort of went through a phase like that myself.
而 Tim 他自己的经验呢，是他在成为基督徒之前，他也是成为这样子的素食的这种自然主义者。
But you're actually creating, it's like you're creating a personal little religion.And you're trying to tell yourself that you know, you're becoming a better person and you're a good person because you're following these certain rules.
但其实他在那种练习中，他发现了他其实在这样子的一个自我的管制中，他自我的管理中，他其实就好像逐渐形成了他自己是一个宗教，他自己成为一个个人的宗教。而这种个人的宗教让他自以为自己比别人要优良，更自己是一个更好的人。
Yeah, and the hypocrisy of it was, and I think a lot of people like this was, I didn't do it for a long time, it didn't last very long, but even when I was trying to be a vegan, in my mind all the time I was thinking, I want to have a steak, or I want to eat a pork pie, or I want some eggs for breakfast.
而当他在那个不太长时间的素食主义的生活中呢，他很明显的看见，就是他虽然都不吃那些肉类的东西，但是他的脑袋里经常都在想着说，哎，我好想吃一块牛肉牛排啊，要吃一个那个肉的派啊等等。
Sometimes even I would actually I'd sneak out and I'd eat some, but then I'd still be telling my friends, well, I'm a vegan and I'm not eating meat.
而且他呢偶尔呢会偷偷的吃了一点点肉，然后却还是告诉朋友们说他是一个素食主义者。
Yeah, and I think a lot of vegans could be like that.
Tim 认为一定有不少的素食主义者是这样的。
I've spent time living with vegans as well, and you can't enjoy a proper meal with these people. And every time you do want to have a meal together, you've got to go to the right restaurant, and you've got to check all the labels to make sure that nothing has animal products. It's very difficult to be friends with these people as well.
而且呢，跟这样子的人呢，因为他们吃饭的这些状况要求很严格，很复杂，所以呢，要跟他们一起吃个饭都很困难。
But anyway, so God gave us the animals to eat, and we can enjoy that.
所以呢，神是给我们人类动物的来吃的，好，而我们应该要就要享用。
Another very important reason God gave us, well, I won't say gave us, but gave to people animals, especially in the Old Testament times, was for the animal sacrifices.
而神给人类这个动物的来这个成为生活的一部分呢，还有一个很重要的点，就是让人类可以用动物来献祭。
And it's like even the stars in the sky. When you go back to Genesis chapter 1, about verse 15 and 16, there's a verse in there, and if you translate it properly, it mentions how God has established the stars and the sun and the moon in the sky to tell us the times for the religious festivals.
如果我们这个看一下创世纪的一章十五十六节，我们很仔细的读的时候，你会发现其实神呢甚至设下了星纪的星座啊，设下了太阳月亮，来给我们人类一个时间的观念，让我们可以知道什么时候应该要献祭。
Usually the words that they use or they translate, it's like God gave us these things in the sky. as a, to teach us about the, or to tell us about the times and the seasons.
就是如果你从这个圣经里面看，你会觉得说，哎，神他设定了这些星辰啊、日月，他其实是在教导我们时间跟季节。
But one of the meanings of the word, I think it's for the word seasons they normally translate, actually means a time for the religious festivals.
但实际上呢，这个所谓的季节啊，就是神设定的这个季节，让人类感觉到有时间表、有季节，它其实是根据宗教的节气的、信仰里面的节气。
You have to remember, nature was designed perfectly. It's like God had his plan for humankind and for the angelic conflict, and then he designed nature around that to teach us about the plan.
神呢，他说设立了这个大自然的这个整个的完美的运作啊，其实是在教导我们人类这个整个时节的运作。
And this is how we need to understand nature, is that nature is designed to teach us about God's plan.
所以我们要了解哈，这个神他所设计创造的这个大自然，他其实是在教导我们时令时间的这个的变化。
Yeah, so you need to understand that the plan came first, the plan for mankind,And then the design of nature and even the whole universe, and that came afterwards. It's not the other way around.
所以我们要非常清楚一件事情，就是呢，神给人类一个计划是在先，而大自然的创造跟运行是在后。这个，所以大自然的创造是为人所创造。
And there's many examples in scripture where God will be saying, you know, does not nature teach you? Or look at nature, or look at the sky, or look at the birds, look at these sheep. We have all of these examples because God is saying, I put these things here to teach you.
所以我们不要搞错了哈，神创造大自然不是要我们去为大自然，而是大自然要为我们来教导我们。
And the animals, like we see in Genesis 9:10, that's no exception. And a big part of the animals teaching us is through the animal sacrifices.
而这些动物被创造也是一样，它是为了人类而创造，它是为了人类的食物跟人类的献祭而被创造。
Now we talk about the Jesus as the Lamb of God, the one that comes to take away the sins of the world.I'm reading from John 1:9, so we can go to John 1:29.
我们看一下约翰福音一章二十九节，这边特别很清楚的讲到耶稣基督是羔羊，是为了把人的罪孽，世人的罪孽除去，而成为神的羔羊。
See, and God created lambs as these innocent little creatures that have done no wrong.
神呢，他创造羊也是为了除去世人的罪孽的，所以这个耶稣代表神羔羊，也是除去世人罪孽而生的。
See, when God was thinking about his plan for mankind, he says, I'm going to provide a savior, and this savior needs to be completely innocent, and he needs to be completely helpless.
而所以在神的眼中呢，他所创造的羔羊哈，是完全完全纯真的无罪的，就是一个软弱无罪的羔羊。
Yeah, and so he has this idea in his mind about the Savior. He knew Jesus Christ had to have this attitude. And then God's thinking, well, what can I use to teach people about this? And he said, I'll design a lamb.
所以呢，在这个神的眼这个脑中呢，这个将来要为我们除罪的耶稣基督，他真正的状态就是一个无罪、完全完美，但却柔弱一个状态。所以这样的一个状态，在神的脑中就想说，我要用什么方法来教导人类这个概念呢？因此他就创造了羔羊。所以这个羔羊的存在是因为要能够成就这个神脑中他对耶稣成为世人的除罪的这个角色的一个创造。
And we see the lamb just like the sheep, no way it can protect itself.
所以我们看到那个在旧约里面的这有了这样的羊， 他完全就是一个没有办法救他自己、很软弱的样子的这个羊。
Yeah, see, most animals, they might have claws or they have sharp teeth or they could run away or, you know, they can do something. But a little lamb, there's nothing it can do. It can just maybe try to cry a little bit and, you know, cry for help. That's all it can do.
你看，大部分的动物啊，它们其实都有一些可以攻击的这些武器，比如说爪子啊，或利齿啊。但是呢，神创造的羔羊却是什么样的武器都没有的。
So this is a picture of Jesus Christ. There's nothing he can do, and he's going to follow God's plan. Little lambs, they like to follow. You know, they follow their mothers or fathers.
而就像耶稣基督一样，他就只是遵照神的计划而行，而他是一个非常好的一个跟随者。这就是后来神创造羊的形象。羊呢，它就是一个完全无法自我保护，它就只会接受攻击的时候，它就是接受攻击了。
Lambs and sheep, they're very stupid animals.
而其实这个羊本身也不是一个很聪明的动物，它是算是笨的，很笨的。
Like we are the lamb, we are sheep in God's plan. You know, we're very stupid until we learn God's word. And so then you become very clever. But until you do, you're pretty stupid, really.
而我们要想象哈，羊其实它就是那么的笨啊，但是呢，当被教导神的话的时候，它就会有聪明的行为。所以我们要记得，我们自己其实是非常笨的。如果我们不学习神的话语，我们是没有智慧的。但是我们学习了之后，我们就变成知道该怎么行为。
And of course, that's why we need pastors. You know, God gives us, as Christians, He gives us a pastor teacher. And the word pastor actually means a shepherd. It's a Latin word, but it means a shepherd. So the pastor of a church is the one who's like the shepherd for the sheep.
啊，所以呢，神呢会给我们牧师 pastor 这个字呢，其实在拉丁文就是牧羊人的意思。
Yeah, but and even the Greek word, so the Greek word is poimanos, like you read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. It talks about the poimanos and then the didaktalos, the teacher, where the pastor teacher, he's the one leading the sheep and he's teaching the sheep. It's the same person.
所以呢，这个希腊文里面的这个牧师呢，也就是一样的意思。反正牧师就是牧羊人，而牧羊人就是教导羊群要怎么去哪里吃草的。
Yeah, and that's very clear in Ephesians 4, verse 11.
就是以弗所书里面呢，4章11节用到的说法就非常的棒哈，他就是把牧羊人跟牧师的这个关系也用。
Yeah, and Jesus is also called, he's the great shepherd. You know, not only was he the Lamb of God, but to see the many roles that Jesus takes, he was the Lamb of God, but also he's the great shepherd. He's the head shepherd of the church.
它里面讲到说，就是耶稣基督呢，他其实是神的羔羊之外，他也是大概是最棒的牧羊人。
You keep that in sort of in a context that before the cross, you know, when he went to the cross, he was the Lamb of God. But after the cross, when he's risen, and then he establishes the church, and so now he goes from being the Lamb to being the pastor.
就我们看到，就是当耶稣上十字架的时候，他是神的羔羊。等于是献祭了，为了人的罪而献祭。但是呢，他后来等他复活后，他就成为世人的牧羊之人，他就是在教导我们这些基督徒怎么样更像耶稣基督，更像可以成为神的儿女。
Okay, now that was a bit off topic, but it helps us to look at verse Genesis 9:10 to see the animals. You know, all animals are important, and then the part of God's covenant included the animals. So God was promising to the animals that they will continue.
所以，从我们回到创世纪9章10节，我们就了解说，动物其实是在神跟人立的约里面很重要的一环。
Okay, now we'll stop for a 5 minute break and then we can come back at about 11:05.
好，我们现在休息一下，我们11:05回来。